Thank you, Madam Chair. So I will try to sort of not list as such, but try to highlight what we have achieved. And I emphasize the fact, when we say we, it is NACA. It's a support of the staff, from all the support staff, professional staff, the governing council, the researchers of each country. As I said, you know, I have been just the driver of the thing, but most of the energy has come from other people. Projects, many major projects initiated and completed. Among those completed ones was involvement with FAO on the development of certification of aquaculture, which is a burning issue, a bone of contention. This took 5 years. This was an unfunded project, but we worked hard with the FAO, the Fisheries Department, Fisheries and Aquaculture Department, on the FAO side. Rohana Subhasinghe, my compatriot, was driving it, and from our side, myself and Mohan was driving it. It took 5 years, and only at the last Committee of Fisheries held in April 2011 that the FAO endorsed it. So it will be endorsed by the FAO Council in the June meeting. Then it will become a mandated document which all countries will be expected to follow, providing the guidelines. We also have worked with countries developing their own guidelines within this framework. And for example, with Thailand, we have been working with the Department of Fisheries Thailand, which it's working guidelines within this framework to suit individual or specific conditions. We continue to work on animal health reporting, which is a very old program of NACA, one of the core old programs of NACA. It is not funded now, but NACA continues to fund itself, and it has increased our cooperation and collaboration with the OIE, Office of the Health, Animal Health, World Animal Health, and we are the reporting agents on aquatic animal health to the OIE for the whole region. Extend the scope of cooperation with FAO. This I take pride because in earlier NACA always worked with only one section of the FAO. That was the Department of Aquaculture Conservation Services, one service agency. And what I endeavored to work with other sections of the FAO, and we have been very successful. Product quality and marketing, the statistics or information unit of the FAO, and all this enabled us to have small projects, bring more training courses to the region, and so forth. And as I say, it led to many small projects by expanding the horizon of our involvement with other FAO units. And for example, we had took a major initiative in access and benefit sharing of aquatic genetic resources, which is going to become a law very soon under the Commission for Biodiversity. We've entered into low-value fish marketing, then inland fisheries information gathering and dissemination and so forth. So it was a very healthy extension of our specific projects over the last 5 years, the major projects. Regional TCP on trash fish versus pellet feeds in marine cage culture. Five countries were involved: Indonesia, Vietnam, China, Thailand, sorry, four countries, US 456,000, capture culture conflict in Indonesian reservoirs, Australian 820,000. I think the Indonesian government views this as a major success, and they are trying to base their strategies on the basis of these results. Culture-based fisheries in Laos PDR, Australian 450,000, it is going into as a new project, as I mentioned earlier, including Cambodia, for another nearly $546,000, starting probably next year. Strengthening of capacity of smallholder ASEAN aquaculture farmers for competitive and sustainable aquaculture, US 420, again a regional project, ASEAN project. It included Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia. Climate change impacts on vulnerabilities, etc., small farming systems, which Dr. Silas mentioned, Euro 1.1 million. Countries involved are India, Vietnam, Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Philippines. BMPs, better management practices, one of our major thrust in our R&D work. This work started about 10 years ago with MPEDA on shrimp, I mean 10 to 12 years ago, if I remember correct, through the consortium. But even when the money ran out, we didn't stop the activity because we thought that, or you all thought and endorsed, that this is going to be a main thrust of aquaculture development into the next two decades. So we carried on the shrimp work in India. Then AusSAID funded a BMP development in Vietnam for 456,000 Australian. Now we are strengthening further the BMP work through cluster approach to adoption of BMPs. We have a regional project of €390,000 ongoing. Inland fisheries was a new initiative undertaken because the difference between inland fisheries and summer aquaculture is becoming hazier. The fine line is diminishing. They are becoming one and all. And there was a regional project, US 453,000. The figures might be, or you know, I just had to take it from my memory yesterday. And this was a regional project which involved Sri Lanka, Nepal, India, Thailand. Training courses, we started a new initiative, move away from the traditional training courses, and we started a course on business management skills for small-scale farmers, which we conducted last year. And it is to be conducted in next month, 2 months from now. And I think Dr. Yuan, very soon to be, will go down you all and get the nominations. And we would like to extend this invitation to you all as members of the Governing Council to nominate educated farmers who have some education in English who can follow the course. We don't want university people or high officials to attend. This is meant for farmers who can be leaders in their communities to go back and tell the fellow farmers what they learned. So we will seek nominations over the next 2 days. Mr. Yuan will come around to you and try and help us. We're trying to support scholarship for students for capacity building, and we're seeking to do so from our savings primarily, and our first target is two from Aceh. We had a major project which ended about 2 years ago, and we want to use some savings to train some people from Aceh. Achenese people, not Javanese people working in Aceh, but Achenese persons, young persons, to give us scholarships. So publications, as I mentioned, increase in quality and quantity of publications in peer-reviewed semi-technical manuals. This has significantly increased. And I take great pride because I'm still a scientist at my heart, I'm still an academic at my heart, and I reckon that publications are important. Work done is work undone if not published. Only work published is considered as work done. And the numbers have increased. And as I mentioned earlier, although NACA is an R&D organization, we have bypassed completely research institutions that are dedicated to only research in our publication record, in peer-reviewed journals and so forth. And I hope this trust will be continued into the next years, which in a way indirectly gives NACA more recognition globally. The number of keynote addresses delivered on invitation by professional bodies, regionally, globally, by staff increased very, very significantly, almost infinitely. This again is a recognition by the world at large of NACA as a quality provider on aquaculture. We have established links with commercial publishers. It's a globalized world. We cannot be living in this in the well where we said we don't want private partnership. Everybody is talking about public-private partnerships. So we now tend to publish in conjunction, where appropriate, with commercial publishers. Success stories in Asian aquaculture, which is the first of its kind and one of the most well-received publications, we publish with Springer, one of the world's leading publishers. The journal Reviews in Aquaculture was started over 3 years ago, and it is becoming one of the leading journals in aquaculture, and it goes under NACA name. Web publishing, setting an example for other organizations in the advantages of open access publishing. All NACA information, as I previously mentioned, is available and free. Taking the lead in publishing audio recordings from technical meetings and workshops. Here also we have taken the lead. And we are prepared to provide you with appropriate training and guidance at NACA at no cost to you all for the training if you so wish. And as I mentioned in my earlier report, the Global Conference on Aquaculture 2010 remains one of the most well-received things, or the first of its kind, really. Major events and achievements, organization and successful conducting of the Global Conference on Aquaculture, Phuket, Thailand, in association with the Thai Department of Fisheries and FAO, which was a very successful event, and it continues to show its success because of the access of the material by the public, by the people who are interested in aquaculture through our website. Steps are being taken to conduct a ministerial meeting in association with the government of Sri Lanka and FAO in July. At the last council meeting, this idea was mooted, and the government of Sri Lanka, the secretary is here as our nodal point, agreed to pursue the matter, and they have gone ahead. The Honorable Minister of Fisheries of Sri Lanka has sent letters to all ministers of fisheries in the region inviting for the meeting 28th to 29th of July in Colombo. I might say for the time being, the Honorable Member for Agriculture of the Central Government of India has already accepted the invitation. The Deputy Minister of Agriculture in China, the two biggest countries in the region, the two biggest producers in the region, the two most populous countries in the region have accepted the invitation. And I please beg upon the other members to go back home and pursue this matter. The government of Sri Lanka will host the meeting, will meet all costed ministers who are attending. And in addition, NACA and the FAO have put money, and we will support the travel and the cost of two senior most people from each of the ministries to attend the meeting, because there needs to be 2 days of preparation before the ministers' meeting in Colombo. So please make note of that. I re-emphasize the fact that there is money available. The letters would reach your governments. When you get back, the letters should be with you all, with on the desk of the Chief of Fisheries, inviting the two topmost officials of each government, and all their expenses will be borne by this meeting. The minister's expenses will be borne by the government. So thank you, Government of Sri Lanka. And so please take steps to nominate people early, and the letters would have reached you by the time you go back to your office, making the invitation for the two officials, because we will meet 2 days before the ministerial meeting. So this will be the first time ever in the region that all of the regional ministers will. I am aware that there is, for example, ASEAN, as a regular activity, the ministers meet, often in closed sessions, but this meeting is open session, open discussion, and trying to develop a regional policy, regional guidelines for aquaculture and inland fisheries development. Major events and achievements, as I mentioned, the gold medal awards from Asian Fisheries Society and FAO, then awards to individual staff, Dr. C.V. Mohan, Vice Chair Fish Health Section of the Asian Fisheries Society, Dr. Thuy Nguyen, if she hears me misspelling her name, I would. Dr. Thuy Nguyen, Ministry of Agriculture, Japan, Young Scientist Award for Agricultural Research in 2008. As you know, she is no longer with us. She is in Australia. Green Award by the World Bank for work on shrimp consortium in 2006. So in essence, NACA has captured all what's available in the arena. We have taken some what I call strategic initiatives over the years, maybe taking the lead in emerging issues regionally and where relevant globally. Climate change. NACA has taken a leading issue. Now we're working closely with RAP2, the regional Asia Pacific office of the FAO, and I work closely with the FAO in Rome too on climate change. Aquaculture certification, as I mentioned, better management practices, a main thrust of our organization, which will continue to be so, access and benefit sharing of genetic resources. Let me explain a bit. FAO has what you call the Commission on Genetics for Food and Agriculture. This commission was set up in 1988 or 89. This commission did not have, or in its portfolio, aquatic genetic resources were not included. NACA played a major role over the last 4 years working with the FAO to get aquatic genetic resources included in the portfolio of the Commission of Genetics on Aquatic Resources. And we were successful at its 8th meeting held 3 years ago in Rome when the aquatic genetic resources were included in the portfolio. And one part of the access of the Genetic Commission is the detailing out of access and benefit sharing of genetic resources for food and agriculture. And NACA is playing a major role with respect to aquatic genetic resources, because it's becoming mandatory on the world to develop legislation on access and benefit sharing of genetic. So it's a very important forward-looking thing which will come into play over the years. Animal health reporting continues. As I said, NACA has taken a leading role on alien species in aquaculture development, then web-based dissemination and open access plan publishing. I think NACA initiated or initiation of science-based broodstock management plans with an emphasis on indigenous species. This was initiated through a project in Sarawak, Malaysia, funded by the Sarawak government, and the emphasis now goes on extending into culture-based fisheries, fry production, and so forth. Creating an opening for NACA to take a lead role in the preparation of the first state of the world's aquatic genetic resources. As you know, the commission, Genetic Commission for Food and Agriculture, prepares or documents the state of the world's plant resources, animal resources, or food for animals, and the genetic resources for aquatic genetic resources have not been done. But now we have paved the way, the road is open for NACA to take a lead role in this major activity over the next 3-4 years. Taking a lead role in putting to rest global controversies. So, for example, taking an active part to rest information on the Vietnamese catfish farming sector. NACA, with the Vietnamese colleagues and other colleagues who are interested in catfish farming, is taking a major part over putting to rest some of the misinformation, misguidance carried out by various parties with vested interests. Working with partners to bring to focus the increased importance of inland fisheries and aquaculture as a food source and employment to rural communities. As I said before, the fine line between aquaculture and inland fisheries is fast disappearing. Each is nurturing the other. And it's more important that NACA got involved in inland fisheries development activities, and you saw a number of projects which we developed, and we will continue. And I think NACA is proud that, NACA is proud that it initiated this. Then culture-based fisheries expansion and consolidation. This again, Dr. Silas mentioned. I must say I was rather impressed with Dr. Silas' talk. He has done all the research that's possible on his own, and he was accurate in everything, and he also came out with some new suggestions for the next for the Governing Council to consider in his next program. It was very impressive and very useful having him. Meena, that was a good choice. So CBF is becoming, culture-based fisheries is becoming a very important activity in the region for rural communities, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Sri Lanka, India to some extent, needs to expand, and possibly in Indonesia soon. So here again, we are very proud that we took that initiative. I believe the last 5 years activity has increased the visibility of NACA in international fora. For example, Committee on Fisheries in Fisheries and Aquaculture Subcommittee, NACA has played an important role. NACA has come up with very important suggestions to move forward and so forth. Same with the South Pacific Commission. South Pacific Commission, now NACA acts as an invisible consultant where we go and provide them in OIE, comes to NACA all the time in the region. Providing guidance on formatting of comparable networks in other regions. As you know, next phase of aquaculture development is likely to come in Africa and South America. And they believe, or there is a belief in the world community of on aquaculture development, that one of the reasons that aquaculture development became consolidated and sustained in the Asia-Pacific region was helped by NACA, the networking ability of NACA, bringing countries together, bringing international projects together, and so forth. So we have been providing guidance as much as possible to formation of similar networks in other regions like South America and now in Africa, and assisting members to present a regional view at global fora. As I mentioned, finances strengthened. We have increased the donor base very much, very widespread. ICEDA is Icelandic International Development Agency, NORAD, FAO, as I said, other sectors of the FAO, UNUFT, FTP, United Nations University Fisheries Training Program, AUSAID, EU, IDRC Canada, IISD, International Institute for Sustainable Development. As I say, savings increased to 1 million by March 21. Finally, thank you very much for all your support. As I said, it's not one person, it's a whole organization. It's people working together as one community and linking with the governing council effectively, taking your guidance forward, and for the support that you were given, that when we had to make decisions on our own, you always stood by our decisions at the governing council, which enabled me as the director general to be much more adventurous, not waiting if a decision had to be made. If the staff thought it was a good decision, I was not scared to make that decision and move forward, because had the faith in the governing council that you would support it and cooperate with it. So thank you all, and I'm proud that NACA in its 23rd year of lives. So if one was to plot the growth of NACA, it has had a steady growth and the visibility has increased. It is a little more science-based now, which is important in the global community, that if we don't include science into it, we will lose our way. We have to maintain that science-based emphasis, trying to establish facts with correct figures all the time and move forward. So thank you very much. I wish to thank my staff and the governing council for all the cooperation. All the best to NACA in the next 5 years. Thank you very much.